The interrogation room smells like stale coffee and disinfectant. The fluorescent light hums overhead. Darnell, 29, sits across from you in cuffs, jaw tight, eyes fixed on the tabletop. He has been charged with the murder of a convenience store clerk, and this is the strongest case you have built in years. You have video that puts him near the store. His fingerprints are on the front door. The DA has already set trial for next week. Then, 20 minutes ago, Priya pulled you aside in the hall and pressed a crumpled gas station receipt into your palm, along with it a time-stamped loyalty card scan. If it is real, it places Darnell 40 miles away at the exact time of the killing. You ran the numbers. So far, it checks out. If Darnell did not do it, holding the case together means keeping an innocent man charged, and the real killer is almost certainly about to disappear for good. But if you blow up the arrest now and the alibi later falls apart, you will have torched the department's credibility and handed the defense a gift. Your lieutenant is standing outside the one-way glass, watching. In an hour, the victim's family is set to praise the arrest at a press conference. You have to choose what happens next. How do you respond?